mindfulness training course is what I'm on, and this is the beginning of the third week of mindfulness training, or it's in the middle, I suppose, of the third week of mindfulness training, and I'm feeling the pinch. I'm finding it hard to keep up with all the different mindfulness exercises that we've been introduced to and asked to practice during the week. I think the total are about five now, and they range from a body scan, which takes 30 minutes lying on the floor, and I did that this morning, to a yoga meditation exercise, which is about another 15 minutes, but that's to be done on a different day from the body scan. And then there's 10 minutes sitting quietly, breathing. There's 3-minute breathing exercises as well. I can't even remember them, to be truthful, at the moment. There are about five different types of mindfulness practice, and they're all individually good at helping me to focus my attention on what I'm experiencing at each moment in time. They all help. Every one of them has their place. What I'm finding hard is to organize myself to practice each one of them every day. And it's not as if they're presented to us as, well, pick whichever one you like out of each of these. It's that we should do every one of them. And I'm feeling a bit bowled over, partly because first of all, in the week, I had the experience of a bad back. My back went on me, and that involved pain and rest and breaking a routine. And secondly, my daughter got ill yesterday, and that also broke the routine. So I suppose mindfulness practice is easiest when it is a routine, when it fits into a life that has got a good deal of routine in it, and when things don't come along and hijack you in the middle of the week and cause you to have to not do your practice. I love doing the practice. This morning I practiced body scan for 30 minutes. I covered myself with a bit of a rug as well so that I didn't feel cold on the floor. And I had the experience I've become used to of continuously failing to keep swirling thoughts out of my mind, and continuously reminding myself that it's in the nature of the mind to have thoughts come, be entertained by it, and hopefully to let go of them. So the experience of repeatedly letting go of distractions is good for me, and I can't speak too highly about the extent to which I feel that is doing me good. But I have to say, when I take it all, the whole thing as a package, I have to say that it is like any new thing of great value, it is hard work.